Arizona State University appeases leftists, Kyle Rittenhouse is not currently enrolled. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 30, 2021. Kyle Rittenhouse is no longer enrolled at Arizona State University, ASU, where a mob of left-wing students have called for his expulsion, despite Rittenhouse being acquitted of all charges. Kyle Rittenhouse has not gone through the ASU admissions process, a university spokesperson told the New York Post. University records show that he is not currently enrolled in any classes at ASU. Rittenhouse was enrolled as an online student at the university, according to a report by Tucson.com. ASU had also confirmed earlier this month that Rittenhouse had been taking classes as an online student for its session starting on October 13, but wasn't enrolled in its Edson College of Nursing and Health, reported the Post. The news of Rittenhouse no longer being enrolled at ASU comes after a mob of socialist students demanded the school expel the 18-year-old, who they called the racist, bloodthirsty murderer, despite the fact that a jury found Rittenhouse acted in self-defense. The socialist students then laid out their list of demands, which includes expelling Rittenhouse, and for the university to release a statement against white supremacy, and racist murderer Kyle Rittenhouse. The demands honing in on racism and white supremacy are especially bizarre, given that the attackers that Rittenhouse shot in self-defense were all white. Rittenhouse has also said that he supports the Black Lives Matter movement. The radical left-wing students nonetheless maintain that Rittenhouse's not guilty verdict is merely evidence from a flawed justice system, and insisted that the 18-year-old is still guilty in the eyes of the people. While the university did not clarify why Rittenhouse is no longer enrolled, it appears that he can still apply for courses in the future, according to a report by the Arizona Republic. Any qualified individual can apply for admission, ASU spokesman Jay Thorne told the newspaper. Moreover, the same would have been true even if Rittenhouse received a guilty verdict, the Republic noted, adding that ASU does not ask questions about criminal history in its admissions process, and an individual can still continue as an online student, even if imprisoned. Rittenhouse recently told News Nation's Ashley Banfield last week that he took a compassionate withdrawal from two ASU classes due to being overwhelmed due to his then-upcoming trial, but added that he planned to re-enroll. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.